Good evening. Thank you for joining me again for another episode of Take My Life to 10 with your host, Tracy Horton. Today, we're going to talk about fear of failure and opinions. So we're going to jump right into it. I got a fun fact for you today. There is actually an phobia for people that suffer with fear of opinions. And it's called allodazophobia, allodazophobia, which is a certified, legitimate, acknowledged phobia of people who are afraid of doing something just because you are afraid of what others might think of you or say about you. And that's what our episode today is going to talk about, how we fail to do things that we really want to do because we are concerned about what other people are going to think about us, whether we're going to fit in or not. And that's just something at this time we don't really need to think about or worry about. So I'm going to advise you on some things that may help you understand why people voice their opinions, the ones that you need to dismiss, the ones that you need to acknowledge, and the ones that you need to hold on to for dear life because they will change your life for the better. So it's a couple of things you have to understand when we start talking about opinions. And a lot of times we are living our lives based on a history of what other people have said to us or something that we perceived as something that they think or feel about us. And we've designed our life around that. And it may not truly be your true identity and who you are and what you want to do. I know for me, I wanted to be a teacher when I was growing up. I used to play school, act like I was grading papers. I really wanted to be a teacher. And when I told my mom I was wanted to go to school to be a teacher, she was like, no, you can't be no teacher. And I never even thought about it anymore. She told me I couldn't be a teacher. So then I figured I couldn't be a teacher. And I sit back in time to be like, okay, could I have been a teacher or should I have been a teacher? Because my spirit, I have a spirit to help people. And I don't know if that really changed the course of my life for the worse or if it actually changed my life for the better. But the point is that you can't go by what people say. And now that I'm older and I realize that a lot of times the opinion is because it's a reflection of who they are and where they are in their life. It has absolutely nothing to do with my abilities. It has nothing to do with whether or not I would be able to do it or would do it. It's just the fact that people voice opinions based on where they are. And that's where you have to start identifying who you're talking to and who you're dealing with and whose opinion you allow to affect your life. And when we it's hard because your circle of people, your friends, your family, they mean so much. And those are the people that you worry about. So I don't think you're really afraid to fail. You are afraid of the opinions and what other people gonna say if you fail or if you want to try something different. My son laughs at me all the time. I'm always trying something different. I golf, I bowl, I roller skate. I do all kinds of stuff. I just do ceramics class, but I go all the way out with it. I buy golf clubs. I got roller skates. I got a bowling ball. I got all this stuff. So he laughs at me because he was like, Ma, you really go all the way when you be trying to figure out what you want to do. And for me, I guess I do that as a sign to be committed to what I want to do. and do it even if I'm doing it by myself. I may not have anybody to go bowling with or golfing with or roller skating with, but it was something that I wanted to try. It's something I wanted to do. And my kids laugh at me all the time about my little extra things that I do, but I do it anyway. And I laugh it off because now I don't care. I'm 53 years old. I don't care now. I'm gonna do what I want to do. So I don't care what people say. But when you're really trying to build or change and you out there trying to make your life different, you can't. So I say that to say you have to align yourself and be grounded in what you want and what you want to do. And no matter what it is, you have to be able to move forward regardless of what people say about you and what people are going to say. And to help you overcome that, one of the things you need to do is commit to it. You got to commit to what you want. You got to commit to how you're going to get there. You have to commit to putting in the work. And in order to avoid those obstacles and stumbling blocks that could keep you from accomplishing those goals and keep you from looking crazy towards everybody, you have to really solve problems before they occur. And if you could look ahead 5, 10 steps ahead and figure out what could happen and what can't happen, and if this happens, how would I fix that problem? How can I remedy that problem? What resources do I need to put in place if something happens? And when it happens, you are already aware and you already have a solution. And if it never happens, then great, it never happened. But it's better to be prepared for it than not to be prepared for it. And this would help with when you begin doubting yourself, because every time you're going to come up against a stumbling block, the first thing you're going to think about, they said I couldn't do it. They said that I wasn't going to be able to do it. Oh, man, now I'm going to look like a failure. Now I'm going to look like I don't know what I'm doing. And you can't stop living your life on that. You just have to prepare yourself for it and prepare for the obstacles that's going to, because it is, obstacles are going to come your way. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to go smooth. Murphy's Law, if something could go wrong, it's going to go wrong. But the key to it is be prepared. Be prepared before it happens. That's why they call me the planner, because something I have to do, I got 3 or 4 different avenues to get me out of whatever jam I get myself in. And I'm analytical that way. So sometimes, even when I speak to people about things that they want to do, it may come off as being non-supportive. But the way my mind works is I'm already thinking ahead, I'm already thinking about the obstacles that could come their way. They don't understand that about me. So my son is like a big person that just thinks that I am the most non-supportive person in the world, but I'm not. I'm support, and I support by saying, okay, what if this happens? What are you going to do if that happens? And to prepare him for obstacles that may come so that he can succeed. So, that's me. That's how I operate. But I know that it can come off like a non-supportive person if the person really doesn't know me and don't take the time to know me and understand me. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to give you some information and tips on how to identify and process the opinions that people give you. So stay tuned, come back and join me, and see you after the break.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m.
Thank you.
Are you struggling to stay motivated or keeping your team productive? Is your work life plagued with issues and conflicts that you are not equipped to handle? Hi, I'm Tracy Horton. As a certified professional and personal development strategist that has gone through my own experiences as a Black female in the criminal justice field and managing people for over 14 years, I can assist you with accomplishing effective resolutions for your problems. If you are interested, you can take advantage of my free 30-minute consultation by sending me a message to HortonStrategistGroup@gmail.com to schedule your appointment. Stay encouraged and remember, experience is our best teacher. Welcome back. Hope you had some type of understanding of what I was trying to express. And this part, I'm going to get into how you can take people's opinions and make it work to your benefit so that you are not afraid to do the things that you want to do for your life or, you know, accomplish, follow your dreams, your purpose, whatever activities you ever wanted to do. Go to the gym without being afraid of who's looking at you running on a treadmill. So to start with, I believe there are three levels of people in our lives. There's the level one people that has absolutely nothing going on. They don't want nothing. They don't do anything. They don't dream. They don't have a purpose. They don't have anything going on in their life but 9 to 5 or staying home or whatever activities that they like is only what they like. And anything outside of their activities is a no-no. Then you have level two, where these people, they have some stuff going on in their life and they're supportive. But some of them are, and this one is split in kind of two parts, because you have the ones that have something going on and they still try and keep you from accomplishing to their level or above them because they're afraid that you will surpass them and they don't want you to be above them. So although they do have stuff going on and they do have their dreams and they do have their purpose, they want to keep you in your little box as long as you're not doing better than them. Then you have these people in level two that they have their own stuff going on and they are supportive. They say, good job. Congratulations. I'm proud of you. You know, you could do it. Yes, that these people are important to your success because they do provide some type of support and encouragement. And you could take some of their opinions and actually believe it, and then some of those that you dismiss it. Then you have the level three people that is the bomb diggy. Those are the ones that your ride or die, they're going to be in your corner. And it's an extra step that that level three person does that nobody else does. And they actually take action with you. So the level one person who has nothing going on, but that's the one that's going to outright tell you, that's stupid. You crazy. Why are you doing that? Don't do that. That's not going to be successful. That ain't going to work. That person, you leave on level one. You leave them on level one and dismiss everything that they say, because those are the people that are miserable. And miserable people want to keep people miserable right along with them. They don't want you to do anything, because the more you try and do for yourself and do better is a reflection that they're not doing anything with their life. And those are the ones that you cannot believe anything they say on whether or not you could do it or not. And those are the ones that you should be questioning. Okay, if you saying I can't do it, why? Why I can't do it? Explain it to me why I can't accomplish or why I shouldn't do X, Y, Z. And most likely they're not going to have an answer for you, because they're not going to have a legitimate answer for you that you could actually take from it and say, maybe he has a point there. No, they're not going to have anything to give you except no, it's just stupid. That ain't going to work. Nobody does that. That's too much work. And that's just a reflection of who they are. So dismiss those. Don't even, those are the people that you don't even tell the moves you're making. You just move. And when they find out about it, that's when they find out about it. And you don't share your dreams. You don't share what you want to do with those people because no matter what you want to accomplish, they're not going to be supporters of you. They're not going to be supportive of you. They're not going to give you any positive encouragement. They're not going to do it. So leave those people alone. Then you have your level two people. Those people you do want to share because they are supportive. They give you that verbal confirmation and that verbal support. But you got to really be leery a little bit because you got to define, okay, are they really happy for me? Or is this person that's going to verbally say it, then be hating on me? Or their opinions is to keep me beneath them. So you really need to analyze this group of people and figure out, okay, yes, they're really supportive. I'm going to share with them because they're going to give me honest feedback and I respect them, I trust them. And then you have the other group that they got it together, but for some reason, no matter what you say, yeah, that'll work. But, and it's always to kind of keep you in a bubble without allowing you to move either to their level or above them. But you don't dismiss what they say because in their mind, they're telling it to you to keep you down. But you have to be so grounded that what they tell you, you take it and you think about it and say, hey, did I think about that? Oh, that can be useful, but you keep moving in the direction that you want to go in. So you never not listen to these people because they have some type of success and you could get a little nugget out of it that can help you move forward in the direction that you want to move in. And you always have to ensure that you know the difference. Know the difference between these people, but you always welcome feedback, but you've got to be strong in who you are. Then you have level three people. Now, these level three people is going to be, you might have one or two in your entire life that's on this level. And I'm fortunate enough, I have two, but they're totally different. One is passive, where they're encouraging and they tell me when I'm doubting myself. They telling me when I'm messing up. They telling me when I need to, work and do what I need to do. And yes, you could do it. Why you saying you can't do it? And they're kind of passive with it. And the other one is aggressive, in my face, yelling at me. You could do it. Why you think you can't do it? Yeah, you could do it. So it's funny because it's totally two different type of people, but the one thing they have in common is they actually take action after they do it. And that's your level three people, is the one that's gonna be in your face, get on you, give you their straight opinion, but they take some type of action afterwards. So one, yeah, get in my face, be yelling. But after that conversation, I'm either getting a resource, I'm either getting information, I'm getting something from him afterwards, and is either I'm gonna do something with this or I'm not. But he's not gonna coddle me. He's not gonna hold my hand. He ain't checking up. He ain't following behind. He gonna get on me, give me what I need to succeed, and he's out. He's bouncing. He ain't following up. Make sure I did it. Anything like that. Then the other person, he's there to motivate me, support me. And he has action afterwards. If he's telling me you should be doing XYZ, he's calling me the next day. Did you do XYZ? You were supposed to do XYZ. Nope, stop. Don't get distracted. Stop what you're doing. Go do what you said you was gonna do. So your level three people take action after whatever opinion, statement, anything that they ever say to you, they take action behind it. Those are the people that you keep and you hold on to for dear life because those people are very rare. They're hard to find. That's going to be honest with you, give you their opinion, but at the end of the day, they're actually taking an action to help you move forward, not just mouth service. So What I need you to do is evaluate the people in your life. If you really deep down inside want to do something, take a chance. If this resonates with you and you are afraid of what people are going to say about you and there's things that you want to do, then figure out these people that you're afraid of what they're going to say. Identify them. Put a name to it. All right. I know John is going to say X, Y, Z. Okay. Evaluate John's life. What type of life is John living? Where is John at? What is his history? What is his history with you? And then you put him in the level that he needs to be in. And once you do this with all the people that you are worried about, they're going to say about you, then now you know how to move forward. And if you worried about what people are going to say about you that you don't even know, then that's a whole other issue, which I deal with sometimes because I'm out here in a new realm and I'm not a public speaker. And for me to be in this position right now is so much out of my comfort zone, but it's what I want to do, is what my purpose is. So if I'm going to live in my purpose, if I ask to find out what my purpose is, if I ask God every day, what's my purpose? Why am I here? And this is what keeps being in my spirit. And I don't do it because I'm afraid, then I'm kind of smacking God in the face and be like, okay, well, I understand that's what your purpose is for me, but I'm worried about what people are going to say about me. So I'm just going to sit in my little corner and keep my gift to myself and my talent and be comfortable. And that's not the life we want to live. We want to live to our fullest potential. We want to ride this till the wheels fall off. And we're going to have to get rid of all these fears if that's what we're going to do. And that's what I'm here to help you do. So for the first step is decide, what do you want to do? And if you do have a fear of failure or what people are going to say, put those people in the levels that they need to be in. Figure out who your level ones are. Identify your level twos and hold on to your level threes. And I guarantee you'll have a different perspective on what it is and how to move around these people and how to deal with these people. So thank you for listening. This is going to be the end of this episode. Always, of course, if this resonates with you or if you want to talk to me directly about it, you can send me an email to takemylife10@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. What's your opinion of this episode or any episode that you have listened to? Please provide some feedback. I welcome it. And thank you for listening. And I will see you next week on Friday at 7 p.m. Be blessed and have a good night.